Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Can anybody hear me? Good evening, everybody. Let us pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence tonight and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us according to your will and purpose. We pray that the eyes and the ears of the people are open to receive your spoken word. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we as believers come for no other reason but to lift up your name. Because Lord, you are our God, you are our shepherd, and Lord, we thank you. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus that the captives may be set free, that every weight and bondage and sickness, stress, and illness may be, the people may be relieved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are our God, our Lord, and we thank you, Father, for the salvation. So, Father, we thank you. We give glory and honor to your name tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, we're going to talk about tonight remaining in Christ. Remaining in Christ. Meno, which means remain in Christ or stay or abide in Christ. Amen? Meno, M-E-N-O. Means to remain in Christ. This describes a profound, intimate, and enduring relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you come into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, it's such a rest. It's such a rest. And nobody can break that. Nobody can break that rest. Nobody. Things will arise, things will happen, and things will come about. But that rest that you have when you have that profound relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is truly our Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus said, "You are truly my disciple if you remain faithful to my teachings." And that's the one thing he wants us to remain faithful to his teachings. It doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that, we're going to always do things right. But when we can refer back to the Word, I don't care what happens. If we can just refer back to the Word of God, get that Word in us, the spoken Word, if you can go in and read it and get together with those who are reading the Word, studying the Word, it's, that word is forever. It's binding. His word is binding. And so when we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and stay with and remain in Christ by staying in the Word and gathering with people that remain in Christ, that's so important too, because there are going to come times that your faith is tested and you're going to have to dig in deep to the Word, And I was talking to someone, And they was talking about how, you know, they had such a struggle, you know, and how, you know, some days, you know, they would struggle with different things. And so as I began to tell them, you have to study the word, and it doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. And some days you're going to have ups and downs, trials and tribulations, the Bible says. You know, we're going to have trials, we're going to have tribulations. I mean, it even get down to the point, like this lady told me, she said, I just want to give up, you know. And that's how serious the word of God is to have into your heart, to your life, because some people just want to give up and say, hey, forget it, you know. And that's why we have to remain in Christ, not only for ourselves, but for other people, you know, and other family members. We have to remain in Christ and ask God to give us strength. His word will strengthen us, you know, and if you don't have enough strength, give it somebody that does, you know. And the two of you or the three of you or how many ever of you should come up with a mustard seed of faith and move a mountain, amen. I want to be able to gather with those who, when I'm not strong enough, we can move a mountain together. We have enough faith that we can move a mountain. When we put our faith together, you know how children used to do when they was coming up, at least we used to when we was in school, we didn't have enough money. If one didn't have enough money, they'll put their money together with the friend, and guess what? They would be able to buy this item, and then they would be able to share it versus not being able to have it at all. So this is the thing. We want to have God's word. So when someone need a word, or even ourselves, we need that word. We can dig down deep in our soul and say, Lord, help us. You know, we can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it's so important to stay connected, have a relationship with him. So when you call him, he'll answer, he'll see you through. Because there are times when situations get tough and people don't know what to do. And then when you call on somebody else that is in the same faith, they can help you. They can help restore you, restore your strength back in Christ. And so this is a commitment, meaning we have devoted our lives to God, to his teaching. We have devoted ourselves to it. And so, you know, and so it's just a blessing to get in the word and know the word and share it with other people. So in John, let's look at John 15:4. Well, let's just start from the beginning of John 15. Amen. Because this is so good. I love this book of the Bible. I love it. John 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. So Jesus is telling us here that he is the true vine. So we're connected to that true vine, and his Father is the husband. Now watch this. I love this. I read this all the time because I love it. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it or prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So it's just like someone who does gardening. If you go outside and the leaves on the plant is, some of them may be turning brown, you take those off so they won't affect the green leaves. And so this is what he's saying here. Anything that does not bear fruit, he takes it off. He cut it off. You know, if you're not doing anything with your life, you know, and sometimes we wonder why, and it's not all people, but we wonder why, man, that young man or that young woman and so forth and so on. But sometimes because when you're old enough to understand, and especially way over in your, you know, in 30s, 40s, and so forth, and you just won't seem to listen or bear any fruit, you're not doing anything, your life just become a waste. I mean, you know, it becomes a waste, and some are cut off. And so this is what Jesus is saying here. He said, I am the true vine. So that's why we have to connect to the true vine, which is Jesus Christ. We have to connect to him first. to Jesus Christ. He said, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So he prunes it so it can reach. And it's just like us. Once we get into the Word and we begin to exercise God's Word, he starts to reveal more and more to us. He prunes us. And then let us come into contact with those who are really searching and seeking for his Word. And so that's what he does with us. He said, now you are clean. Now he done cleaned that dead stuff off of you and the leaves that was turning brown. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You are pruned. Now he take off that dead weight off of you. And once he takes that dead weight off, you remove those dead things or people from around you. Now you're clean. Now you can think. Now you can do, you know, what God has called you to do. And you can have joy in your life once you are pruned, he said, now you are clean. When you take those brown leaves off of a plant, now the plant is clean. It has life again. It can flourish without that brown leaf being on that affects the rest of the plant. So it says, and then it says in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. So we as the branches, we cannot bear fruit. We cannot bear fruit of ourselves. We have to be connected to Jesus Christ to be able to do anything. We can't bear fruit without him. We can't bear without him. So he said, abide in me, and I in you. If you abide in me, he said, I abide in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. So again, as I say, if you take those leaves, even if the green ones, if you began to take the green ones off, then sometimes the vine. I know my dad used to plant watermelons, and we used to have a garden. So sometimes if you break that vine, and no nourishment is given to the rest of the plant, it'll die. It'll die. And so that's why we had to, when we were planting, we had to be very careful if you moved it, especially like tomatoes or watermelon, any fruit on the vine. You have to be very careful if you moved it, because if you moved it and the stem come off, there was no way of connecting it back together. So now whatever size it is, it's that's the size it's going to be. It's dead. So if it was ripe, and it was just 2 inches round, guess what? That's all it's going to get. And then it may not have been fully developed yet, but it won't be able to fully develop because now it's disconnected from that vine. It's disconnected. So it can't get disconnected from the vine. Amen? So we gotta abide in him. You see, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, which is so true. No more can ye abide except ye abide in me. So when he's telling us, unless we abide in him, we won't be able to bear fruit. We won't be able to do anything. We have to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? To be able to bear fruit. And to stay, I would say this, as far as the spiritual aspect, to stay healthy in the Word of God is to stay healthy. That's what will keep you healthy, because the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter that he sent us, will teach us, will lead us, and guide us. It'll tell you what to eat, what to drink, what not to eat, what not to drink, and he will tell you that. And I don't know about some people, because some people may not have that kind of relationship. You have to have that kind of relationship to be able to hear from God in that manner. You have to have that kind of relationship. Amen? So verse 5 said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. And he tells us again, he is the vine and we are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So when we abide, oh, thank you, Jesus, when we abide in the vine, when we stay connected to him, he said we bear much fruit. We bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's what he's telling us. We can do nothing without him. We can do nothing without him. So this is why we have to abide in the vine. We have to abide in him. And let's move on. He said, verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Wow. Now that is really something. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Let's look at that again. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now that it reminds me of when people used to pick up, I know some people have heard of this, when they used to have wood stoves. They would have wood stoves and they would go out. Things of wood. They would have wood and they would go out. They had wood stoves and they would have wood to put in their stove. And so this is what God is saying here. He said, men are gathered them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Amen. So they'll burn. So when it comes good for nothing, and the Bible says we are the salt of the earth, and if the salt becomes good for nothing, you might as well throw it out. If your salt gets wet, I know everybody, a lot of people may have experienced that if your salt gets wet, and then it doesn't, you know, it's not no good anymore. Amen? So in verse 7, he said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. If you abide in him, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So we remain attached to him. And this is what he was telling his disciples, both the Father and the Son, come in and make their home within his disciples. So he make his home within us as well. He make his home within us. And so that's why we have to stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. And believe God's word. Amen. So this is why, this is what Jesus is talking about, staying connected. Then he was letting us know if we abide in him, that means remain in him. Remain in him. He said, my words abide in you. If we keep his words in us, he said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And that's what he's saying now. It shall be done unto you. If we abide in him, and his word abide in us. Amen. And how are you going to know that the word abide in someone? Because that's what they're going to mainly speak. They're going to be speaking the word. And sometimes people say, every time you go there, that's all they talk about, you know, the Bible. You know, well, if you eat so much of it that's your life. You don't have anything else. You don't have anything else. So, and it doesn't mean that you should isolate yourself. It doesn't mean that you should isolate yourself. It's what it's saying is, my conversation is not going to be foolish. It's going to be about the Word of God. And so that's why we should abide in the Word of God. Meno, M-E-N-O, remain, stay, abide in the Word of God. That's what it means. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. He said, my Father is honored. Amen. My Father is honored when you bear much fruit. He's honored. He's honored. And so when we say we want to give God all the glory, honor, amen, it's when we're bearing much fruit. When we're bearing much fruit, it's when we're honoring him, lifting up his name, thanking him for his only begotten son, thanking him. And so that's why he wants us to abide in his word. And stay connected to him. So it's so important, and that's why I love John 15. I love John 15 because John 15 it talks about staying connected to that vine. And so that's what I love about it, the word, staying connected. And that's the only way to stay connected is through by the word. It said, herein is my Father glorified. It's letting us know that his Father is pleased, his Father is honored, that we bear much fruit. He says, so shall ye be my disciple. He said, if you bear much fruit, you are my disciple, the ones that bear much fruit. As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Isn't that? That's just beautiful. It's beautiful. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments. He have obeyed his Father. And if we obey him, amen. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. You shall live in my love. You know, if you obey me, you shall live in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love, abide in his love. So this is what he's telling us. We remain with him. We can abide in his love. We can abide. So it's a blessing to know that he loves us that much. All we have to do is get in the word and begin to speak the word. Begin to speak the word. The more we get into it, the more we seek it, the more the word come alive. And I've heard somebody say the words jump right off the pages. Amen. And so that's what we must do. It said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Our joy might be full. Our joy said that our joy might be full. Our joy might be full. And John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. It was the light of men. 12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You know, and a lot of times we all say, even me, oh, it's hard to love those people. And sometimes I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, the Lord didn't have any problems with anything he created but the humans. He didn't have a problem with the animals, the wind, the waves, the sea, the fish in the sea. He didn't have a problem with anything. Even the birds got in their place. The animals got in their place. The wind got in its place. The rain got in its place. The sun got in its place. The moon got in its place. But guess what? The man was the only thing he had problems with. Man. He had problems with man. Not wanting to obey. Not wanting to do what he called us to do. Man, they wanted to have to it. I do enough. Do a little bit here and a little bit there. You know? He said, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Amen. Jesus said, no man. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. And that's powerful. He laid down his life for his friend. He laid down his life for his friend. Amen. For you are my friends. Now he's calling us friends. If you do whatever I command you, we are his friends. If we do these things, we're always calling on him. Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need this. Lord, I want you to do that. Lord. And when we do that, you know, we're calling him, saying, "Friend, look, you know, friend, I need you." Because that's what he's calling us. You are my friend. So we're calling him friend back. Look, friend, I need you. You know, Lord, I need you. Friend, I need you. I need you to help me with this situation. Help me with that. Bless me with this. Bless me with that. You know, heal me from this. Heal me from that. He called us his friends. That's what Jesus called his friends, if we do whatever he commands us. Amen. He said, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. A friend. You know, and it reminds me, it goes back to a friend, David and Jonathan, was a shadow of this, David and Jonathan, because David loved, and Jonathan and David had such love for one another. So even when Jonathan's father Saul was trying to kill David, Jonathan went and told him. He went and told him. Now that's a friend. And most of us don't have those kind of friends today. We don't have those kind of friends.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those kind of friends today. I was telling somebody earlier, with some people we have known all our lives, and you can't even trust them. You don't have those kind of friends. Friends look out for one another. But nowadays, I mean, it's scary because you can be knowing somebody all their life. And like one lady told me, she said, it's a dog-eat-dog world. I'm like, what? This is what it's going to come to? A dog-eat-dog world. Even people that you've been knowing, it's hard to trust them. And it's so sad. And this is not a friend, but David and Jonathan were so close. So even when Jonathan's father was trying to kill David, Jonathan went and told David that his father was trying to kill him. Now that's a friend now. That's a friend. That's some kind of love, you know? That's the love of Christ. Christ was, that was an example, and it was the love of Christ. Because what person will tell you, oh, my daddy trying to kill you, you know, or my mama trying to kill you? They're not going to tell you that. And I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with that, you know. But Jonathan and David was a type of Christ. He was showing that kind of love. Jonathan loved David that much that he went and told David that his daddy was trying to kill him. Now, that's some love. So this is what he's saying. This is what Jesus is saying in his word. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knew not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father have made known unto you. We are his friends now. We're no longer servants. And just imagine being a friend of God. You know, till he tell you what he's hearing from his Father. He come and allow us to know what his Father is saying. And that's true. If it's from on high, you can't get no better than that. This is from on high. Jesus will open your eyes and deliver to you what the Father has said to him. That's a true blessing. That's a true blessing. And he said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And that's what Jonathan was showing for David. That's what he was showing for him. Verse 16, and we're in John 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me. Now this is really good. But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And that's powerful. That is really powerful. I love that verse because he said, you haven't chosen me. He said, I have chosen you. And that was from the very beginning, because he's Alpha and Omega. God is Alpha and Omega. And what his Son, what the Father has, the Son has. So he said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and ordained you. So those of us who are believers, who are listening and who has a relationship and read God's word and study God's word, he said, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So if that fruit remains, amen, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. He said, these things I command you, that you love one another. Then he tells us that again. Love one another. Love one another. And as I said earlier, everything that God created, they obeyed him. The animals, the wind, the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything got in its place. I never seen in the word where the stars, like when we kids would look at the stars in the sky, the stars was in their place. The moon was in his place. The sun, it gets in his place. Amen. You know, when God orders them, it just gets in their place. You know, when we wake up in the morning, we see the sunlight. We see the sun in this place. At night, we see the moon in this place. And sometimes now, and I haven't seen them like they used to be, the stars get in their place. The clouds get in their place. Everything get in place and obey except man. Man is a thing that he has the trouble with. Man don't want to get in his place. But God is still good. His love, that love. And that's why he tells about that love. These things I command you, that you love one another. Because he loved us so much. He loved us so much. He said, the world will hate you. You know that it hated me. He said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So all that that's against us, that come against us, people and, you know, the things that come against us, he said, you know, they hated me first. These things happened to me first. So I'm just warning you. I'm just telling you about it because it's going to happen to you when you are a believer and when you are connected with Christ, when you have a relationship with him, when you're doing what is right, you know, not saying that we're perfect, but when we're trying to do what's right, things come against us. And so the world will hate you because it hated him first. And when Jesus Christ was in the earth, they hated him. Well, he said, for no reason at all, for no cause do they hate me. Why do they want to crucify? He hadn't even done anything. He hadn't done anything, but they crucified him. All he did was love them, taught them, fed them, you know. And then they want to crucify him. But the murderer they let free. They let the murderer go free. So he said, they're going to hate you. They're going to hate you because they hated me. And a lot, and now, and it goes back to what the lady said, it's such a dog-eat-dog world. A lot of people pretend to like you, and they don't. And that's why I say sometimes, don't secretly love me. I don't want no secret lover. You know, they'll say one thing before you, and behind your back, they say something else. They're seeking love. So, yeah, they hated him. Hated him to the point they crucified him. That's how bad. Verse 19, he said, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. They hate you. When you're trying to do what's right, you see people that's trying to do what's right, and then people just don't like them for no reason. You know, I've heard people say, I can't stand them. Well, what's wrong with them? Why you can't stand them? I don't know. It's just something about them. I can't stand them. Well, yeah. I know, and I understand why. Because when they're walking and ordained by God, he said they're going to hate you. Because these people are ordained by God. So that's why some people say, oh, I just can't stand it. I don't like them. I don't like them. Then why you don't like them? I don't know. It's just something about them. Yeah, you need to check your spirit and see what's going on with you. It may not be that person if they're walking in the light. So he said the world will hate you. He said they'll hate you. He said if you were of the world, then the world would love his own. Because guess what? You'll be gathering with them. You'll be saying, you'll be talking they talk, walking they walk, doing the same thing they doing, saying the same thing they're saying, and whatever else the world does. You'll be doing that, so they'll love you. They'll be like, oh, yeah, come on, you know, and they'll love you. But once you give your life to Christ and once you begin to serve God, they begin to look at you a little bit different and, oh, yeah, you know, especially if it's somebody, you know, you've been around and been with for a long time and then you've given your life to Christ. The first thing they say, oh, yeah, they acting funny. No, I'm not acting funny. I'm not acting funny at all. My life is just changing over into walking with God, and you want to stay in the world. And you can't straddle a fence. You just can't. You can't have both. You can have one or the other, but you can't have both. And I thank God for Jesus because he allowed us time to get it right. He began to speak in our life or bring somebody in our path. He'll bring someone in our path or let us meet someone, however he does it, to give us opportunity to come and surrender all to him. We all made some mistakes. We've done some things. We've said some things. Well, all of us have. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory. And guess what? And we still do sometimes. Sometimes word, deed, or action. I heard somebody say the other day, say, yeah, I was driving down the highway and those people made me so mad. Oh, I almost said, so even in that, even on our job sometimes, we got devils there too. Even in the grocery store, driving down the highway. I was listening to the news last night, and I think it was over in one little small town where somebody just run down the highway shooting or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. It's just totally crazy. It's totally crazy. I mean, for what reason? You know? So now, the world is just in chaos. It's just in chaos. So he said, the world will love you if you're doing what they want you to do. But because you are not of the world, because God has called us out, he set us apart. He set us apart, so we're not of the world. We're walking in his word, doing God's will. So we're no longer doing the things we used to do. Yeah, we all did some things, said some things, but we don't practice that now. We don't say, well, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and this, like we used to. We're saying, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going over there. I'm not going to say that. And, you know, we try as best we can to hold our peace and to serve God with all our heart. That's what we're doing now. Serving God with all our heart, surrendering all to God. Amen. He said, I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. So sometimes even those that act like they like you, get to speaking with that word and you'll see. They're ready to cut you off or they're ready to go or what have you. Okay? He said, but remember the word that I preached to you. The servant is no greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. And look, remember this word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. He letting you know. He said, they did it to me. They persecuted me. He said, so you know better than I am. Jesus said, we're no better than he is. He said, because this is what they did to me. He said, if they did it to me, they will also do it to you. If they have kept my sins, then they will keep yours. So God said, if they didn't listen to me, they're not going to listen to you. So some people are, no matter what you say or do, they're just not going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you at all. And so the thing about it is that, you know, we just have to go on. We have to walk out our life with Christ. Some people are going to hear you. That's including family members, friends, you know, people that you've been knowing for a long time. Some of those people, they're not going to even listen to you because they're going to say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, you know. And some things going to sound just crazy to them. And I know when I was younger, and even now, some of the things that God would tell me, especially when I was younger, I did not understand for the world. I didn't know what he was talking about. And I would go and I would share it with different ones, and they looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm looking at them because I'm excited. I done got excited because now the Lord has shared something with me that I didn't know. And so when that happens, and you know, you get excited, you know, I'm sure all the believers have experienced this. You get so excited because the Lord has shared a rhema word with you, and you go, oh, and you tell somebody, and they like, yeah, I know. But they bring your spirit down. It's like, man, I wish I hadn't even said nothing. Wish I hadn't even told them. Because now they don't quench your spirit. Your spirit gone back down because you was excited, you know. And that's why we have to get with those who we know will rejoice with us. because we know they know what it's all about, because they have experienced the same God that we have experienced, they experience it. So we have to get with those who going to get excited with you. You know, they excited with you. Laugh, they laugh when you laugh, because when they hear that word, it's joy to them. You know, they rejoice with you in the word of God. And that's what you love. Somebody who rejoices when you rejoice in the word of God, and you're laughing, and you got that joy, and you can enjoy it, you know, with another believer. But somebody that don't understand, and you try to share that with them, it's like, oh Lord, you know, and then they bring your spirit down. You're looking for them to, you know, to rejoice with you, and they just, you know, it's like nothing to them, you know. So, you know, so he said, if they didn't listen to me, they're not going to listen to you either. You know, the servant is not greater than the master or than the Lord. So he let us know that. So we have to move on. He said, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So they don't know the Father, because they haven't looked upon the Son. They haven't looked upon the Son, so they don't know the Father either. They know neither one. They don't know either one. And some people don't want to know. They don't want to know. He said, if I have not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. They would not have sin. But now that they have no cloak for their sin, they have no covering. He said, now you have no covering for your sin. If God gave you, if he has given you, thank you, Jesus, if God has warned you, if he has allowed somebody to speak into your life, and then you go and you keep doing what you've been doing, he said, there's no covering for you. There's no covering. There's no cloak for your sin. There's no covering for your sin. Your sins are not covered. So we just want to thank God for Jesus for that word tonight. It's just such a blessing. I love this. I love John 15. Amen. I love it. So is there anybody online that want to have a comment or have something to say or something to add to the word that we have spoken tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
That you, Shay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How you doing? I'm glad
you're good. How you doing?
Good.
I just I'm just so thankful to be here listening to this, and the Holy Spirit is just as you speak and as you read John 15, the Holy Spirit is giving, just pumping it into me, the word.
Amen.
And I'm like, wow, it is. And I went to Luke in chapter 13 about the parable of the barren fig tree, about bearing the fruit, how important it is to bear the fruit, because it says, well, I'm going to start in verse 7. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumber it to the ground? And God continues to give us chance after chance and opportunity after opportunity to bear these fruits. And then if we don't take the opportunity, and then it's, you know, that's on us. It's not his fault.
Amen.
When we can't receive, when he keeps giving us opportunity after opportunity. And this
Amen.
Is just, man, this is just a blessing. I thank you for going over John 15, because I love it too.
And I'm so glad that you pointed out Luke 13 and 17, 13 and 7 on this radio block, because even with that, when he was about to cut it down, like you said, he took a chance, and then verse 8 says, and he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this
put
year
it alone.
Also, till I
Ooh,
just dig about
Lord.
It. And done it. And if it bear fruit, well, if it's not, Then after that, cut it down.
Cut it down.
So,
oh,
Father, so the servant said, let it alone.
Let it alone.
He said, let it alone for now. Let me prune this thing. Let me dig around it. He said, then
right.
If it don't bear no fruit, he said, cut it down.
So
that's why, and as you said, that's so important because God allowed us a chance. And chance after chance. And you know,
right.
It's like some people say, that boy that got look like he got nine lives. No, God is allowing this person an opportunity to get it
right. That's right. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Allowing them an opportunity to get it right. He's digging
to
around.
Get it right.
Digging
right.
You know?
Right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
That is such a profound message. And
yes.
we pray that more people are listening because God is giving people chance after chance.
Yes.
And they're still he's digging around and trying to prune them,
leaving
them alone another year.
Yes. Thank you,
and,
Jesus.
And guess what? And they still won't do right. And then
right.
When God takes his hand off of you, like you said, leave it alone. He said, and let me bear around. He said, another year, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and fertilize it. Look at what he said.
Yes.
Don't fertilize. And if it bear fruit well, if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes.
Dig around, Lord. Fertilize us so we can bear more fruit. But we don't want to be cut down in the name of Jesus.
Cut down. Oh, my
goodness. We don't want to be cut down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, yeah, we make the same. Lord, we repent. Because, Lord, we don't want to be cut down.
Amen.
Prune us, Lord. Fertilize us. So we don't want to be cut down in the name of Jesus. So that's beautiful. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
That is how, because
God
he allowed
so
us an opportunity,
opportunity
to get it
right.
He allowed us an opportunity to get it right and to bear fruit.
So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and then we won't have no excuse while we, you know, because he's given us an opportunity. So we're not going to have an excuse that's good enough to say, well, Lord, I tried, and he goes, But what did you do? You showed
Amen.
Up for church, but what did you do? You showed up for Bible study, but what did you do? It's like you live in one way on Sunday, and then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you live in a different way.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. And that's it.
Lord, help
we
us to stay on the right path.
Amen. Amen. You can't live one way on Sunday and Wednesday night, and the rest of the week you're doing what you want
right.
to do. God
what you want to do.
He want to be honored. He want to be glorified.
Right. Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That yes. I thank God that he prunes us. Dig around us and fertilize us. Because God knows what we need and give us our daily bread.
He
knows what we need.
Yes, Lord.
Because
thank you.
He knows this life. He knows this life. And it's not easy. It's not always easy. And God knows
right.
this. He know we go through trials and tribulations because he told us in his word. But thank God that he gives us an opportunity, that he prunes us. Because God knows our heart. He knows that we are trying our best to say, Lord, here we surrender all to you. And we want to do your will. So we give that to God. We give our life to him because we can trust him. Amen?
Amen.
So that is That is such a beautiful message, and I thank God that you brought that out in Luke 13:7 because yes, he said leave it alone this year.
Leave it alone. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said till I dig around it and fertilize it.
Yes.
He said then if it don't bear no fruit, cut it down.
Right. Because he knows we're gonna bear fruit.
That's right.
He knows we're not going to bear fruit. He knows.
That's
he
right.
knows. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you.
Right. He knows. And he knows the beginning and the ending.
Yes.
And so that's why we can trust him.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, it's truly, truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. I just thank God for that. It's just a blessing. Just a blessing.
Yes.
And I thank you for pointing that out in Luke 13. That is truly truly a word of God. And,
thank
and it's
God.
For us to look upon, yes, and to realize
yes.
all of us, even
yes.
even us as believers, our life needs pruning
right.
sometimes.
Right.
And, you know,
yes.
and we thank God for pruning us and not just setting us aside. And
blessing
right. us to go forth
yeah.
and bear
thank
more
you,
fruit,
Lord.
You know?
More
yes,
fruit, that's
Jesus.
It, man, more
Amen.
Fruit, yes.
Hallelujah. So
it,
that's a blessing, you know?
God,
and so
thank
I just
you.
Thank God for that, give God all the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
So anyone else on the line? But yeah, so I'm just glad that you pointed that out, because like I say, sometimes because of the things we go through, the trials and tribulations and the hard times and just dealing with people in general, we need pruning. We need pruning, you know, and that's why we have to go back and repent and ask the Lord, help us, Lord, because, you know, we need that pruning too. It's not like we're Superman, you know, or Superwoman,
right.
super believers. Till nothing happens to us. No, we have to come
right.
and repent too. We have to come before the throne
yes.
and repent and ask God for
yes.
forgiveness and ask Him, Lord, help me today. Prune me
yes.
today. I need to be pruned.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, Lord.
Because something happened to disturb my spirit. Because our spirit
that's
man
right.
is disturbed by people.
Mm-hmm.
By people.
Yes.
It's not the animals and the wind and the rain. It gets disturbed by people. Amen.
By people.
It's the people. God didn't have no problem with the wind, the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars. What he had a problem
Amen.
With was people.
With people,
he had a
that's
with
right.
People. Those are the ones that wouldn't obey. The wind got in
right.
his place, the sun, the moon, everything got in his place. But man, not man. He wasn't
mm-hmm.
doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
His
own thing,
his
that's
way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so we as believers, we have to go to God and ask for that pruning. You know,
yes.
Lord,
thank
we
you,
need
Lord.
Pruning today. You know,
yes.
we need
yes,
your
Lord.
Help.
Yes. Can't
Lord.
Do it without Him.
Can't do it without Him. Amen.
Mm-mm.
Cannot.
Yeah.
So, like I say,
Mm-mm.
I thank God, give God the glory, the honor,
yes.
the praise. You know, it's just
yes.
such a blessing for us to be here tonight, to commune
yes.
in God's word,
thank
to
you,
lift
Lord.
Up the name of Jesus. I just thank God for that. I truly thank God
yes.
for allowing
you,
us this yes. opportunity to come together
Amen.
And lift up His
yes.
name. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else want to have a comment, something they want to say? We got about 2 minutes. Yeah, so it's truly a blessing. I love it. I love it. Every
yes.
time believers are able to come together and share this
mm-hmm.
word of God, it strengthens us. It's gifts
right.
and gifts of
yes.
strength to go on.
Amen.
We may have been weak in some area today, but then again,
right. Amen.
When we begin to share this word and come in, it strengthens us. It gives us that
yes.
strength, that strength to go on, to move on. The man I was
right.
down a while ago, but now I feel
oh
good in the name of Jesus. God has
thank
raised
you,
me up by His word. He said, my word will
yes.
draw them. My word,
God,
that's
yes.
what draws us.
Amen.
It's His word.
Amen.
Give us that strength that we need. Now we can move a little bit further. Amen.
Yes.
We can move a little
oh,
bit further. Whereas
oh, praise God.
As earlier, we may have been down and wasn't feeling,
right.
but now, because we done read the
yes.
word, we all right.
Oh,
we
yes.
can move a little bit
thank
further.
You.
We got
yes.
a little bit more joy. Amen. On
yes.
this day.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Man,
oh,
I love
goodness.
The word
thank
of God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you tonight
yes.
for the believers on the line. Father, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to share your word. And Father, we just give you all glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, we ask that you
yes,
keep
thank
revealing
you.
Yourself to us in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. That
yes,
we may
Lord.
Baffle
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So until next time,
thank you.
We will see y'all again, same time, same place, unless something changes. And thank you for reminding me, Shay, of the time. And so I appreciate that. And it may be others on the line that didn't have a comment or didn't say anything, and that's okay, too. We love everybody. We thank God. We hope that you heard the word that will renew your strength in Jesus' name. So you all have a blessed night, and we'll see you next time. Amen.
Amen.